I actually love this affirmation today because one of my clients, we just added complimenting myself to her checklist because she wasn't doing it enough. And this affirmation reminded me of that. I always believe in myself. I am my biggest supporter. You need to drill that into your head. What is up, guys? Welcome back for another Thursday of Racing Serotonin. I love saying that so much. We are finally, thank you, baby Jesus. I'm just singing so much today. I don't know why, but thank the Lord that we are finally reaching that point in the year where it is not freezing. I'm not sure about you, but I am ready with a capital R to put my hecking winter coat away and bring on all of the warm weather. I am itching for sunshine and warm weather and the beach and all of the summer things. I have been bothering Kane. We did it last week, but I have been bothering Kane. When can we plant the seeds? I want to have our garden going. He says to me, babe, it's still going to be under freezing at some point. So like you can't, they won't grow and it will just be bad. And I didn't love that response because not that he had any control over that. It was the weather's fault. Okay, now we have plants and our garden is growing, and because it is finally not freezing outside, and that just makes my serotonin like 10 times more higher than it normally is because of the warm weather. And I'm reading a book that actually says how much sunshine and the warmth and versus how different we are during the winter months and the colder months and how it really affects us and how It's a real thing, people. I promise you. Like, you think you don't know, but you know, if you have seasonal depression, you know. Okay? It's a real thing. Regardless, in that book, it is a constant reminder that we need to be moving our bodies and that serotonin is not just going to magically appear. We need to do some of the work to grow that neurotransmitter, to feel good, to live good. And that is exactly what today's episode is about living good, living authentically, living your truth, because life can be really dark, or let's not say life, let's say the world. The world can be a really, really dark place. I was actually just talking to someone on Instagram about this and how I just don't want us living in a world where we're constantly grabbing at everything external to make us feel good, because that's not going to continue in the long run. We're always going to be constantly grabbing at new things to try to make us feel good. It's about the work that's on the inside, because we have all of the choices in front of us, but we need to learn how to make the choice that's going to move us forward in life, right? You don't want to make choices that move us backwards on purpose. I understand that sometimes in the work world, you have to go backwards first to be able to move forward. So I'm talking specifically about choices that if you were to make a choice that brings you back or a choice that brings you forward to make you feel better, we need to make the choice that's going to make us feel better. And I know it's easier to do things that are from our past or things that make us feel comfortable, but we don't grow in comfortable places. And that's not what we want. I know it's not what we want. I know that you are here because you want to feel good every day. Or not even every day, just as much as you can. I know I don't feel good every single day. I wish I did feel good every single day, but that's not realistic. And we're going to talk about a little bit about this today, but when you are living an authentic life, like, you truly need to find the things that make you feel good on the inside, because externally, it's not that easy. And people think grabbing external things like compliments or alcohol, for an example, to just make us feel good, it's not going to do those things, because it's the long run that really counts and what matters here. So moving forward, prioritize, if you already are not doing this, prioritize the choices that make you feel good and the choices that you specifically are making, no one else. I want to talk about today four different ways to check in with yourself to make sure that you are living the life that you want to live, the authentic life, the true life, the life that brings you the most joy. Because it's not easy. It's really not. And sometimes we can get caught up in a cycle of, I don't freaking know what to do with myself, or I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. And yeah, we get in those seasons, but let's limit those seasons as best as we can. Number one, you do not need anyone's approval to do anything that brings you joy. Should I say that again? Because I'm going to. You do not need anyone's approval to do anything that brings you joy. I don't care if you are single, in a relationship, married, it's a family thing, it's friend thing. I don't care if you are doing something that brings you joy. Of course, we want to be safe. That's always key here. Whenever I'm talking about this stuff, it's not like you're doing bad things to yourself, okay? If it's bringing you joy and it's bad, we're going to need to talk about it. But if you are doing things that are bringing you joy and maybe some people don't understand why it brings you joy, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. If you get pure happiness out of it, keep doing it. I have an example, and I know it's kind of like a weird example, but let's just say you enjoy running. That is absolutely amazing. I hate running with a passion. I don't understand why people run. I maybe kind of can like say, okay, sure, if that's what you like to do. I hate it. It brings me back to a dark place, and that's maybe why I hate it. And some other people love it. They get enjoyment out of it. But just because my opinion of running is not your opinion of running, I don't need to ever approve of running for you to like it. Like, I don't disapprove of running. I don't say running's bad because I know there are benefits to running, but I personally will not run. That just brings me no joy in any way, shape, or form. So why would I do it? But if it brings you all of the things that bring you happiness, then you are going to do it. Same with for me. I want to spend more time at the beach rather than being home this summer. So what am I going to do? Go to the beach. What is stopping me besides me? If no one else has anything to say, then what would be stopping me? Myself. And that is not going to happen. You are going to listen to yourself. You're going to do the things that make you feel good. End of story. That you are the only person that should be making those decisions. We are grown enough to make the choices for ourselves. No one should be making choices for us because we are over the age of 18. At least most of us here. I feel like I have some younger audience. But if you are over the age of 18 and you are not making your own choices, then we are going to get it together right now. We are going to make those choices to make us feel good. Regardless, however old you are, if you need to go to a trusted person to ask for advice, that's more than okay. It's not like you have to ignore everything that everyone says if they don't approve of it. Like, obviously take in what your trusted people are saying to you, but if it's a choice that you continuously want to make and it's going to bring you joy, you're going to just make it a statement. Say, I am going to do XYZ rather than what do you think of XYZ or can I do XYZ? No one lives in your head besides you, so make the choice to better yourself. Number two, and you probably figured that I was going to talk about this at some point, right? Your health, working on your health will help you feel better, which is going to help you have more joy in your life and to be more confident in the decisions that you are making. Your health is everything. I was going to like come on a spiel here, but no, like literally that's it. Your health is everything. If you feel like shit, what are the odds that you are going to do the things that do make you feel good? Probably slim to none. Because you're going to want to be laying down in bed, not talking to anyone, resting. And that's because you have no energy, no motivation, no drive, no will. It's all really low when you don't feel good. That's what happens. It's not a thing, right? But we are all at different places in our health journey. So it is your specific responsibility to learn how to listen to your body and to check in with yourself. I actually, within the last probably like 2 years, I really, really, really have learned to listen to my body. I know when I'm going to get my period. I know the signs about it now. And before I was just like, oh, like whatever, it comes when it goes, blah, blah, blah. No, like I know when it is coming now. I know when a headache is coming on. I know when I'm going to get sick, like nauseous. I do all the precautions to not get like actually sick. I'm always taking care of me and all the vitamins and all the healthy foods and all that. But I'm constantly asking myself the questions of, are you drinking enough water? Are you eating enough protein? Are you going to the bathroom normally and regularly and not relying on sugar and sugary drinks, but good quality foods? And you don't feel like you're exhausted 24/7 because you're just eating whatever and you think that's going to make you feel better. it's not. Like, you have to really, really work on the foods that you are putting into your body and what is specific for you. We are all different. We all have different allergies. We all have different systems. You need to sit down with yourself and learn what your body needs. And movement is involved in our health. You need to move your body. It is a non-negotiable if you want to feel good. And I am not saying you need to spend hours in the gym. That is not what I do here. I don't even go to the gym. But once you start moving your body, serotonin instantly is created. It is activated in your brain. And just start for 5 minutes. You will continue to move. If you're like, oh, I don't want to do this today. I'm not kidding. If you go into it saying that, then yeah, you're going to be pretty miserable trying to move your body. But go just like, okay, I'm just going. I'm going to go for a 5 minute walk. It'll turn into a 30 minute walk because you're just going to keep going. That's what happens. And maybe you do want to go to the gym and you want to run, or you want to cycle, or you do want to lift. And instead of it being 45 minutes like I do, you want to do it for an hour. That's fine. Go make those decisions for yourself. Go move your body in the way that feels best for you. Again, going back to like kind of like the approval thing from number one, I don't need to approve what you're doing. No one needs to approve of what you're doing in the way of you are moving your body. That is your time for yourself to connect with yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally, and that is only going to happen inside of you. No one else is going to be able to do that for you. So you need to find what you enjoy. Maybe it's playing a sport, and that is an amazing exercise. That is amazing, amazing way to move your body. It doesn't need to just be lifting or going to the gym, working out. Go play a sport. Go join a soccer team, a baseball team, a softball league. There are plenty of places for you to do that, but find something where you are constantly moving your body for at least 30 minutes plus, because you got to keep your heart rate up for it to really feel it, to get that serotonin flowing, right? We're going to do it because it makes you feel good, not for any other reason than that. Number three, you never, ever, ever, ever in a billion years need to feel guilty for saying no. And this is a confidence thing, I believe. I love myself enough to say no to the things that don't bring joy. And don't say yes to something if you genuinely feel bad about it. Like, you're like, I have to go. I have to do that because they want me to. Nope. If it's not going to bring you joy, then why are we doing it? It maybe could be fun or helpful. You don't know if you don't go or do something, of course. But if it seriously does not sound like something that you would have any enjoyment doing, and you are just saying yes because you are a people pleaser, you're a yes man, you just say yes to everything because you feel guilty saying no, that doesn't serve us. That brings us zero serotonin. I'm sure you would probably have a resting bitch face on your face, not a smile. And why would we do that? Because then your energy is down and that's not protecting your peace. It's all full circle things here. I hope we are catching up on that. You need to stand up for what brings you the most joy. And if you're going to go in places and be around people that don't bring you joy, then we need to work on confidence, because we need to build your confidence muscle, because that's going to help you say no. There is probably more time to talk about that in another episode, but for now, you just need to focus on finding people and the places and the things that bring you joy, and you will live authentically. I'm sure you're like, how does this make me all authentic? Because you are living your truth. You're living the best way possible. You're not doing things that make you uncomfortable. You're not surrounding yourself with people that don't bring you any joy. You're not uncomfortable in general. You're feeling good in your mind, body, and soul because you're moving, because you're not listening to people tell you to do X, Y, Z. It's all a combination of building up yourself to feel the best way possible. And number four, this is pretty obvious, but I want to take time to talk about this. Everything that you do needs to be because you choose to do it, not because anyone is telling you to do it for whatever reason. And I think that does come full circle when you don't need to think about people's approval. You don't need to feel guilty about saying no, or maybe even being guilted into saying yes. Everything that you do is to build your authentic life. And I think we always have to come back to, we have one life. Why are we burning ourselves out doing the things that make us sad or uncomfortable or tired or with no energy? Yeah, there are things that we have to do because life, and we're adults and we have bills to pay and all those things. But there are other times of the day that can be focused on yourself and doing things that make you feel good. And vegging out, watching TV every single night after work, getting takeout every night after work, not moving your body at all, drinking all of the soda and all of the beer and all of the wine and all of the liquor, those things are going to lead to burnout. Listening to constant crap on social media, to listen to reality TV all the time, to listen to people's podcasts and shows that don't bring you any value at all, it's just mindless things. Those are not bringing you anything other than just blah. Like, it's just adding on to your life. It's not adding value to your life. And that's what I want us to do, to add value into our life, to see where we can grow, where we can go. All, like, life is limitless if you make it limitless. Like, you don't have to stay in this little bubble in your little town, in your little house that doesn't really bring you a lot. You have to be the one to step out of that circle to make it possible. Balance and protecting your peace are going to make you live your most authentic life. And it takes time. It takes learning. It takes building a routine. It makes a lot of things difficult when you are just starting, because you're like, I don't know what to do. There's so many things that are going through your head. But getting a therapist can help, because you need someone that's in the professional space to help you balance life. More than okay. I'm still in therapy. I don't have any plan to leave therapy. Working out with someone or moving your body with someone else to keep you accountable. Staying off social media in terms of just like endless scrolling, and because you just don't feel like doing the work or view any way, shape, or form, whatever that may be. Listening to people that have no value to your life, or why would you take anything that they have to say seriously because they don't show it in any way. And really not loving yourself fully is going to make you feel, all these things are just going to make you feel so low, and they're not going to bring you any authenticity. Leaving people in places that don't bring you joy is the goal. Like, close that door and let the new one open. Because then everything the new door can bring you can change your life. And you don't know that until you put yourself in that room. And that's exactly what I did. I mean, God, the universe, whatever you believe in, definitely had a huge role in me shifting. And I'm so grateful for the place that I was put in and the people that I was surrounded by. But maybe that's what you need to. Maybe you need to be surrounded by different people to show you that life doesn't need to be this, like, this little. Life doesn't need to be sad, doesn't need to be miserable paycheck to paycheck, because that's life. Like, I understand all of that. I live some of that. But I'm not here to just complain about it. I'm trying to do the things to make me feel good. And I don't have all of the resources in the world, but I'm learning them. And I'm gathering them, and I'm trying. That's all you can do. It's just simply try. And trying, it takes a lot of damn effort. But do it because you love yourself enough. Seriously. You will not regret that. You will not regret trying because you love yourself enough. It may not work out the very first time you do something, but you learn, you step up, you grow, and you continue on and on until it happens. And that may be 5, 6, 7 years down the road. It doesn't matter. You have one life. And you're not going to spend it miserable, upset, and saying yes to things that don't bring you any joy. Don't do it. This is your wake-up call today. I hope if not all four of these, at least one of them can bring you some shift in life just a little bit. You know that we are only working 1% better each day. I'm not saying that all of this needs to happen at one time, because that's freaking scary and I've been there. And it doesn't need to be that way. A little bit each day makes you grow. That's what counts. That's how you live authentically. And as always, please, please, please go rate and review Raising Serotonin so more people can find how they can raise their own serotonin with us, because, you know, that's what we do here. We just want to help people. We want people to feel loved and less alone. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.